This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. WCHL, 75 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly sunny. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, as usual. Our high today in the low 90s, so another hot, muggy day. Wednesday afternoon, the North Carolina State Legislature approved the Tax Simplification and Reduction Act, sending it to Governor Pat McCrory for approval. The bill reduces corporate income tax and replaces the progressive three-tier personal income tax system with a flat 5.8% tax for North Carolina residents. But while both parties say tax reform is needed, Democrats say the plan passed on Wednesday is entirely the wrong way to go about it. WCHL's Aaron Keck has more.
The tax cuts will decrease revenue, at least in the short term, by about $500 million a year. Republicans say cutting the corporate tax and the other tax reforms will spur new business and job growth in the long term, bringing revenue back up to where it is now. But Democrats say otherwise. In the State House, Democratic Representative Verla Insko of Orange County says last year the Congressional Budget Office looked at 65 years' worth of data on job creation and found no evidence that tax cuts create jobs.
What attracts employers to North Carolina is a really strong infrastructure. All the evidence indicates that those things come before even tax incentives. Because we've cut the budget in the last several years, money for our other infrastructure is being leveled off. You have to make investments in your infrastructure in order to plan for the future. In my judgment, we're really going in the wrong direction.
That infrastructure includes roads, broadband, access to research universities, good public schools, and an educated workforce. Insko says without these features, North Carolina will be far less appealing to businesses, no matter what the tax code is. The national unemployment rate is 7.6%. North Carolina's unemployment rate lies a full point higher. Insko says North Carolina has already cut a lot of teachers and state employees, adding to the high unemployment rate. The corporate tax rate will decrease from its current 6.9% to 5% by 2015, possibly to 3% by 2017. Insko says that won't matter as much as you think. Many corporations find loopholes and tax exemptions already to avoid paying taxes. Only the highest corporations pay taxes, and they make up only 6% of the budget. She says the personal income tax will have the most impact on North Carolina residents.
Over a period of 5 years, it'll actually take out $2.5 billion out of our revenue stream. Our Medicaid budget is growing every year. Our education budget grows every year. There are just no more places to cut without really impacting the services that we provide for people.
The new tax plan replaces the progressive three-tier personal income tax system with a flat tax system. Insko says the GOP is looking to the American Legislative Exchange Council for direction, ALEC, who favors a flat tax. Small businesses could be affected by that as well. They pay their taxes as personal income taxes, so some of them may actually face tax increases. Previously, on the first $50,000 a small business made, the business owner would not have to pay taxes. With the passing of this bill, taxes will be imposed upon that initial revenue. Representative Insko says she's opposed.
A lot of our small businesses struggle when the economy's like this. People cut back on their purchases. It affects a lot of our small businesses. That $50,000 tax credit was really essential to keeping our small businesses going. That's going to go away. A lot of our small businesses are going to be getting a significant tax increase.
Overall, Insko says more people will face an increase in taxes and a decrease in buying power, depressing the North Carolina economy. To read all of Insko's comments on tax reform, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Abortion regulation requirements. That story and more coming up next. WCHL News Time, 6:11, 11 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
When I was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes last year, I hardly knew what it meant. Luckily, the nutritionists at UNC Family Medicine worked with my family doctor to help teach me how to control my blood sugar with diet and exercise. I am now knowledgeable about my condition and on the right track to a healthier me. UNC Family Doctors are there when you need them.
UNC Family Medicine, caring for the course of your life. Visit uncfamilymedicine.org or call 966-0210. For an appointment.
Did you know vehicle registration and taxes are processed separately? First, you receive a notice and then pay the vehicle registration. 3 months later, you receive a notice and pay your vehicle tax. From now on, the DMV will send a new combined notice that includes the vehicle registration and the vehicle tax, which will be due at the same time. For more information about changes to the vehicle registration process, please contact the Orange County Tax Office at 919-245-2100.
All day and all night, 97.9 FM, WCHL is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
As the bill for tighter abortion regulations awaits final approval in the Senate, there's lingering confusion now about the proposed restrictions and the impact they will have on the operation of abortion clinics like the ones here in Orange County. WCHL's Rachel Nash spoke with a representative from the Guttmacher Institute, a national research institute that seeks to advance sexual and reproductive health, to hear its perspective on regulations.
Now what they're considering is truly over-regulation. The types of requirements that are in what are called ambulatory surgical center standards are simply above what is necessary to provide safe and sanitary abortion care.
That's Elizabeth Nash of the Guttmacher Institute. She tracks state and legislative action regarding reproductive health. She's appeared on NBC, MSNBC, and CNN. Senate Bill 353, originally a bill concerning motorcycle safety, passed its third reading in the House last week. The bill asked the Department of Health and Human Services to write regulations for abortion clinics similar to those for ambulatory surgery centers, while, quote, not unduly restricting access, end quote. Pro-choice activists say this will shut down all but one clinic in the state. WCHL reached out to the Department of Health and Human Services for review requests several times without success. Nash said some of the requirements for ambulatory centers deal with specifications for parking lots and ventilation systems and dimension requirements for hallways and room sizes. Backers of the bill have said that the regulations will help keep women safe. Opponents of the bill argue that this will cost the centers hundreds of thousands of dollars in upgrades, if not shutting them down altogether.
They wouldn't make abortion clinics safer or improve patient health. In fact, there are already regulations in place in North Carolina that pertain to abortion clinics specifically. And then on top of that, there are federal requirements from OSHA that deal with sanitary standards, and then another federal law, CLIA, that deals with laboratory care, so lab work, essentially.
Nash also explained that the abortion clinic physicians have to meet the state's licensing requirements. She says the standards for ambulatory centers are just below those for hospitals. She said that five clinics in Pennsylvania, several in Virginia, and at least one in Tennessee have closed as a result of these types of regulations in the past 2 years.
When you're closing healthcare facilities, you are cutting out healthcare access for women. And that is a huge issue. If the legislature was really interested in reducing the abortion rate, what to do is to put more funding towards family planning and put more effort into comprehensive sex education. When you ban abortion or restrict access to abortion, you're doing nothing to reduce the need for abortion.
two clinics in North Carolina were shut down this year due to unsafe practices, one in Durham and one in Charlotte. Lawmakers on opposing sides of this bill found common ground not about imposing tighter regulations, but that the inspections of clinics need to be increased to ensure safe practices. More inspections would require additional funding. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
We've heard from the outspoken Moral Monday protesters as they gather in Raleigh each week to rally against the policies of the Republican-led General Assembly. But WCHL's D.G. Martin brings you the comments from Carter Wren and Gary Pierce, two experts on opposite ends of the political spectrum, this weekend on Who's Talking.
I don't think Moral Monday has contributed to any sort of sensible political debate. I mean, I don't want to sound harsh, but William Barber is pure demagogue. And this isn't a debate. This is a political rant.
That is Republican Carter Wren talking about Moral Monday leader and NAACP state chapter president, Reverend William Barber. Together with Pierce, who's a Democrat, the two run a blog called Talking About Politics. They met in 1984 during the epic U.S. Senate battle between Jesse Helms and Jim Hunt. Wren worked for Helms, Pierce worked for Hunt. Wren says Barber has become the face of the Democratic Party in North Carolina, which he believes will not be beneficial. He says Barber has used the strategy of out-howling everyone to get his point across.
And if the theory is that howl reaches through the ether and the internet and people hear somebody hollering and it helps them a lot politically, I'm sort of inclined to think people hear so much of that kind of hollering in politics today, they just shut down, just block it out.
Pierce, however, says he feels differently about Barber's leadership.
But one man's demagogue is another man's leader with courage and conviction. At least he's had the courage to stand up and say some things, and he's hit a responsive chord.
Pierce says this mid-year swing in momentum is a positive sign for the state's Democrats.
There's a mobilizing, energizing element to this. Remember, in 2010, all the energy, all the protests were coming from the Tea Party, and then we had a very Tea Party-dominated election in 2010. I'm hoping this energy translates to next year.
Again, those comments were made during the recording of Who's Talking with D.G. Martin. To hear more from Wren and Pierce, tune in for the full show Saturday and Sunday at 6 a.m., 1 p.m., and 11 p.m. on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and streaming live on chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:19, 19 minutes after 6 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Serving fresh brewed coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Traffic very light so far this morning. The situation will certainly change a little later on. When it does, you can always rely on Rand Northam. He is here this morning, and he'll be checking on traffic periodically throughout the morning. In the meantime, if you spot anything out of the ordinary, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Or you can become a WCHL tweeter. You can tweet us at WCHL. You can become a WCHL road warrior either way. 6:20 at WCHL, 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Quickly, your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 74 degrees, mostly sunny, 20% chance of showers and thundershowers this afternoon. Our high today in the low 90s. Tonight, we'll go down to the low 70s one more time, still slight chance of rain. And then tomorrow, more of the same, 30% chance of rain. High tomorrow, once again, in the low 90s. 6:20, 20 minutes after 6, WCHL, David Letterman with the top 10 list.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 list.
You're in your car. It's hot out, like Death Valley hot. The sweat running down your brow could be from the heat or because you're nervous your battery's finally out of juice. There's only one thing to do. Turn the key. Then head straight for AutoZone, where they can tell if it's about to fail. Plus, it's nice and air-conditioned in there, too.
Right now, come into AutoZone and get your battery tested for free. If it needs replacing, only AutoZone carries reliable Duralast batteries. Don't get stranded. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At turntohelpnow.com. You'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to turntohelpnow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit turntohelpnow.com today.
Category tonight, top 10 questions to ask yourself before buying a urine-powered cell phone. You got to think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Top 10 questions to run through your mind before you pick up one of these babies. Here we go. Number 10. Is the urine sold separately? Number 9. Will it work better than my urine-powered toaster? Number 8. Can it also tell me if I'm pregnant? Number 7. Have we reached the end of civilization? Number 6. What's the return policy? Number 5. If I want to use a urine-covered phone, should I just go to Penn Station? Number 4, could I just purchase a spare battery? Number 3, can you hear me urinating now? Number 2, any chance this could electrocute me? And the number 1 question to ask yourself, what if I get thirsty?
Disgusting, oh, no. But your own urine is safe to drink.
David Letterman, top 10 list. Okay, that's enough of that. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. I'm Ron Stutz. The Atlantic Coast Conference is for 7 football bowl game partnerships that will be effective through the 2019 season. Yesterday, ACC Commissioner John Swofford announced news for a conference that's looking to improve its collective play on the football field and contend on a national stage. In total, the league has reached agreements with the Russell Athletic Bowl in Orlando, the Hyundai Sun Bowl in El Paso, Texas, the Belt Bowl in Charlotte, the Franklin American Mortgage Music City Bowl in Nashville, Tennessee, the TaxSlayer.com Gator Bowl in Jacksonville, Florida, and the new Era Pinstripe Bowl in New York City. The new agreements include increased net financial revenues to the conference, reduced ticket obligations, greater flexibility in selection of bowl teams to ensure the best possible matchups, and prioritize geographical proximity for better access for fans. For the full story, you can view it on our website at chapelboro.com. 6 college football players have been added as plaintiffs to a high-profile lawsuit that claims the NCAA owes billions of dollars to former players for allowing their likenesses to be used without compensation. The players are Vanderbilt linebacker Chase Garnum, Clemson cornerback Darius Robinson, linebacker Jake Fisher, and kicker Jake Smith from Arizona, and tight end Moses Alapet and wide receiver Victor Keese of Minnesota. Former UCLA basketball star Ed O'Bannon is the lead plaintiff of a long-running legal battle that could fundamentally alter how the NCAA operates. A federal judge in Oakland, California, back on July 5th, allowed the attorneys to update their lawsuit to fix legal technicalities, including adding at least one active player to the lawsuit. The judge is still mulling over whether to turn the lawsuit into a class action lawsuit. We'll have more sports coming up in an hour on WCHL. 6:25, 25 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for Charles Osgood.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Pure Silk Moisturizing Shave Cream for Women, made with soothing aloe and fabulous moisturizers to help your legs look and feel like pure silk. This is Charles Osgood. A new study by the National Academy of Sciences says that air pollution in northern China is so bad that it shortens the average lifespan by 5.5 years. Here from Beijing is our CBS News colleague Seth Doan.
Murky smog can choke this entire city, cutting off sunlight for days. It makes breathing as dangerous as inhaling secondhand smoke. On these days, Mindy Wu makes sure her 5-year-old wears a mask to school.
Everybody can see it. Everybody can even smell it.
You can smell the pollution?
I think every mother has a dog's nose.
More after this. There are a lot of complicated things in life, rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing auto owners insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent auto owners agency. Find your local independent agent at autoowners.com. That's autoowners.com. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
More with less. More with
less. Sound familiar?
More.
This is what many IT managers hear every day. The IBM System X3650 M4 Express server with Intel Xeon says do more for less. It's easy to manage, designed to deliver 84% greater performance, and can handle as many workloads as 25 prior generation IBM systems, all at an affordable price. Like how that sounds? Learn more at ibm.com/moreforless.
Hot enough for you? That's what a lot of us around here have been saying. In Beijing, says Seth Doan.
People here check air quality readings as routinely as others check the temperature. Even what passes for a relatively good day is still five times worse than the most polluted city in the U.S., Riverside, California.
And not just in the summertime, either.
Last winter, the numbers went off the chart. There were at least 38 days when the air quality was so bad that state media warned residents to stay indoors.
Are the people there worried about this? Mindy Wu told Seth Doan.
I'm worried, I have to say.
Have you ever thought of moving to a less polluted place?
Honestly, yes. But it's not a kind of easy decision to make. Because moving your home is like, you know, moving your whole life to another different place.
How about the Chinese government?
The Chinese government set targets for heavily polluting industries to reduce emissions by 30% in 5 years. It's an effort to prevent Beijing from becoming a modern-day forbidden city no one dares to enter.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Here's what a typical service department sounds like on Sundays. But not at Crown Honda of South Point. We're open 11 to 5 on Sundays. No one else does that. No more early morning drop-offs or rushing after work with the kids. We work around your schedule. And you can always count on Crown Honda of South Point for the best deal. Like zero down and just $199 a month on a 2013 Honda Accord LX. For service beyond the sale, Crown Honda of South Point. Now with service on Sundays.
Hi, I'm Charlie Quayle with Chimneys Plus. What's one of the worst energy loss culprits in your home? The fireplace. That's why more and more homeowners are making the change from the old drafty fireplaces of the past to a modern 21st century fireplace. Let Chimneys Plus show you why energy-conscious homeowners are discovering high-efficiency Lennox gas and wood-burning fireplaces. Find us on the web at ChimneysPlusGutters.com. That's ChimneysPlusGutters.com.
This is Jay Kreller, Realtor with Tony Hull & Associates. I'm a history teacher by degree and believe firmly that looking backward is a great tool in looking forward. Everyone wants realtors to predict the future as they launch into one of the biggest investments of their lives. We can't do that with absolute certainty, but we can employ all the tools at our disposal, including looking back at historical trends, and acknowledge that while the past does not equal the future, it can often help us help you understand what it might bring. Experience matters. This is Jay Kreller with Tony Hull & Associates, where we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Open Eye Cafe. It's half off, $20 towards refreshments, available now for $10. Located in the heart of Carrboro, Open Eye is known for its welcoming vibe and for serving award-winning coffee, whole leaf tea, wine, and beer. Once there, you'll be able to choose from the divine coffees roasted in-house by Good Food award-winning Carrboro coffee roasters. Tea lovers will find over 30 varietals of whole leaf tea. So whether you prefer black, green, white, oolong, or herbal blends, you'll have a cup to savor. It's half off from Open Eye Cafe. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This is Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton. There's only one thing cooler than Carrboro, and it's got to be Ron Stutz.
Thank you, Mayor. 6:30, bottom of the hour at WCHL. 75 degrees in Chapel Hill. It's 74 in Carrboro. Mostly sunshine today. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms for the afternoon. As usual, high today on the low 90s, just like the rest of the week. Tonight, mostly clear. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Overnight low 72. And then tomorrow, more of the same, really. Partly sunny. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the low 90s. One more time. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 30% chance of rain with a low in the low 70s. And then on Sunday, a little bit of a difference in the forecast. Refreshing for a change, at least. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Sunday, and mainly in the afternoon. About a 70% chance of rain. High on Sunday in the upper 80s. And we'll get just a little bit of a breeze on Sunday as well.
ChapelBoro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM, WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Detroit's filed for bankruptcy protection. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder.
Why did I do this? What's the rationale and what's the impact for both the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan? Well, let me start with the fact that this is a situation that's been 60 years in the making in terms of the decline of Detroit.
Tough times in Motown, which has an estimated $18.5 billion in debt. 78,000 buildings are abandoned. This resident is not optimistic.
I don't think things are ever going to be right again in Detroit because too many people have moved out. There's not enough people still working, paying taxes and that, so I don't ever see it coming back.
William Perlstein is a bankruptcy expert. He says emergency financial manager Kevin Orr will take action.
He has the power
and that the court can order new employment contracts, can order reduction in the retiree benefit.
The Detroit Institute of Art has billions of dollars worth of art, and today's Washington Post says lawyers have been retained to try and protect those assets from being sold to help pay down Detroit's debt. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL, 74 degrees in Chapel Hill. Sunshine today, slight chance of rain, high today in the low 90s, another hot, muggy day. The Chapel Hill Carborough School Board signed off on a new spending plan last night, but state funding cuts could still take a bite out of the local budget. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
The Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board unanimously adopted a new budget last night after administrators dropped a plan to reduce the number of gifted education teachers at each elementary school. Instead, the district will forego hiring new middle school literacy coaches and skip a one-time bonus for school employees. The reductions will allow school officials to set aside nearly $870,000 to fill the teaching assistant positions that state budget proposals do not cover. Assistant Superintendent Todd LaFreeze said the district is still waiting on final numbers from the General Assembly.
So if the reductions are less than $870,000, then the board could consider reappropriating that funding for different priorities. Or if the reduction was greater, then we would need to look at additional reductions.
If cuts to education funding total more than the district has set aside, each elementary could lose one teaching assistant. The board also reserved $40,000 to cover the cost of driver's education, another state-funded program possibly on the chopping block. LaFreeze said school officials will spend whatever state money is allocated for driver's ed before dipping into local funds. The 2013-2014 budget is balanced using $3.2 million of the district's reserve funds. But LaFreeze told the board that means next budget season, the district will start off with a deficit.
We do not anticipate having this additional funding available next year, and we're starting, in essence, with what we believe is a $2.2 million hole at the onset of the budget development process.
The full impact of state cuts on local schools is still unclear, but district leaders could get answers soon, as the North Carolina House and Senate are expected to finalize the state budget next week. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
You have three new choices for this year's municipal and school board elections with less than a day for last-minute filings. In Carborough, former vice chair of the Transportation Advisory Board, Kirk Stolka, filed a run for one of the three Board of Aldermen positions. All three board members whose terms are up this year are running for re-election. In Chapel Hill, Amy Ryan, a former member of the planning board who worked on reviewing the Chapel Hill 2020 plan, filed a run for the Chapel Hill Town Council. That race has four seats available, with two of the incumbent board members not running for re-election. Ryan applied for Penny Rich's seat, which she left vacant for a Board of Commissioners seat in Orange County. Sally Green was appointed to fill that spot. On the Chapel Hill Carborough School Board, Ignacio Zumas filed to run to be one of its new board members. There are three seats open there, with two of the incumbents, including the chair, Michelle Brownstein, running for re-election. The deadline to file for the municipal and school board elections is today at noon. Election day is November 5th. You may never see gas prices go below $3, according to a new report by the American Automobile Association. WCHL's Rand Northam has more on the story.
Director of Communications for AAA Carolinas, Angela Daly, says that with a few exceptions, like South Carolina, this looks like the future of gas prices in America.
I think it's reasonable for some parts of the country to drop below $3 a gallon, but for the most part, what we're seeing is that range between $3 and $4 a gallon, with $3.50 being about normal.
Oil prices are only expected to go up. As Daly says, prices typically rise in the second half of the summer.
It's due to demand, but it's also due to the fact that unrest in Egypt is causing concerns over the distribution of oil through the Suez Canal.
Daly says that conflict in other countries affects our oil prices because the oil market is global and interconnected.
I think the more that we can produce domestically, we will be able to keep the volatility from being as dramatic as we have seen over the past few years. But it's really all about supply and demand, and just remembering that we're working in a global market. So as much as we're producing here, much of that oil is still being exported elsewhere.
Daly says rising gas prices are also a result of both oil production and oil demand from growing economies.
For the most part, we're seeing countries like China and India and Brazil are all increasing their demand. And so as we increase our supply here and globally, the demand is also going up.
Daly says oil prices in North Carolina especially are expected to rise throughout the summer as the Carolinas get 90% of their oil from the Gulf and hurricane season is just getting started. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
As a teenager, many decisions are made on impulse and need for instant gratification, according to District Court Judge Charles Anderson in the Hillsborough Courthouse. That's what he said on Thursday to Colin Parker Lunsford, a recent graduate of Orange High School. Lunsford of Little River Church Road in Hillsborough pleaded guilty to a vehicle speed competition, resulting in the death of Casey Chamberlain, 16, and Chase Underhill, also 16, on December 29th of last year. Lunsford was charged with four misdemeanor charges initially. The court dismissed two deaths by motor vehicle charges, as other two charges are of reckless driving and prearranged speed competition initially stood. According to Lunsford's defense attorney, Sam Coleman, Lunsford saw Underhill and Chamberlain along with two other passengers while driving. Lunsford and Underhill then agreed to a race on Little River Church Road. Both driving pickup trucks, Underhill lost control of his vehicle and hit a tree off the road. The accident occurred at 10:30 at night. On Thursday, Assistant District Attorney Jeff Neiman announced that the speed competition was not prearranged. The charge was moved down from a Class 1 to a Class 2 misdemeanor for a non-prearranged speed competition. Neiman said Lunsford's lack of a criminal record and willingness to take responsibility also factored into the verdict. Underhill's mother, April Davis, spoke in court yesterday, and she said, "One of the things I needed to say is that you can't know what it feels like to be the mother of Chase right now. He loved Casey, and he'd do anything to protect her." Davis said she forgave Lunsford while visiting the Whaley home. "If we can save one family from going through our pain, then it's worth it." More on this story on our website at chapelborough.com. The race for your state's junior senator is drawing increasing attention with Election Day getting closer. Early polling shows that incumbent Senator Kay Hagan is still the favorite to win it all. Public policy polling surveyed North Carolinians and found that Senator Hagan is ahead of House Speaker and Republican Senate candidate Tom Tillis by 11 points. Physician and Tea Party Speaker Greg Brannon trails Senator Hagan by 10 points, and the poll shows that State Senator Phil Berger, who's not yet announced his candidacy, also trails Senator Hagan by 10. Director of PPP Tom Jensen says that Senator Hagan is ahead despite her 45% disapproval rating because the Republican field of candidates is just that weak.
When you look especially at some of the people who've gotten mentioned the most potential candidates, folks like Tom Tillis and Phil Berger, they're really just not very popular.
Jensen says part of this unpopularity comes from the general lack of name recognition among the Republican candidates and potential candidates. The only potential Republican candidate in public policy polling's poll who got more than 50% name recognition from respondents was U.S. Representative Virginia Fox. Representative Fox also received a plurality of support from Republican voters surveyed by PPP. Jensen says Representative Fox's popularity comes from making many inflammatory remarks that have gotten her national attention, and that many of these remarks resonate well with Republican voters in North Carolina.
At the same time, those things aren't necessarily popular with sort of general election voters, and I think that's why you see Fox running so far behind Hagan.
Representative Fox received national attention for statements on national bills like the Affordable Care Act, which Fox said Americans should fear more than, quote, any terrorist right now in any country. Senator Hagan polled 12 points ahead of Representative Fox. With the 2014 Senate election more than a year away, Jensen says concerns like poor name recognition will become less and less prominent as the date approaches. And while state Republicans remain divided about which candidate to support, Jensen suggested any support Governor Pat McCrory gives could still be influential for voters.
Having problems with Democrats and independents, but he's still very popular with the party base.
PPP ran a poll early this week that found Governor McCrory's approval rate at 40% and his disapproval rating at 49%. WCHL News Time, 6:40, 20 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Greg Meyer has some thoughts on Trayvon Martin and life here in Chapel Hill. That is on the way in today's commentary, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics on WCHL.
Hi, I'm David Fitch. My great-grandfather started Fitch Lumber and Hardware back in 1907. Since then, we provide thousands of contractors and homeowners with top-quality building products and exceptional service that's truly second to none. Everything you need to construct, renovate, and repair the home, from the foundation to the roof, we can help you with. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro across from Carr Mill Mall. 105 years and counting. Here comes Fitch.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles. so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
When you think of Harrington Bank, do you think green? No, not that kind of green. Sustainability green. At Harrington Bank, we're the first bank in the nation to earn Green Plus certification. And the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce has just selected us Sustainable Business of the Year. For Harrington Bank, going green is a smart business decision that strengthens our local economy, environment, and community. Stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
642 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Greg Meyer. I would like to believe that Trayvon Martin would not have been killed had he lived in Chapel Hill. I would like to believe that we are a safer, more peaceful, more tolerant community. And maybe we are. But Chapel Hill has not been immune to the impact of Martin's killing and Zimmerman's acquittal. My students are thinking about it and talking about it a lot. They're writing about it in the Blue Ribbon Summer Writing Institute this week. They're confused. They want to believe in a world that is fair, just, safe. But as black and brown children, they are scared, angry, and their trust has been violated. My friends, adults, certainly aren't suffering from a loss of naivete as the kids are. Their sadness is more about having such a public reminder that our nation remains so far from our ideals. The media has overfocused on the response of the black community, but I've shared feelings with just as many white friends as black. We all have some common questions. How do we talk with our children about this complex issue? How do we respond to the injustice in today's social and political climate? Most importantly, how do we keep our young men of color safe? I am at a loss. There are lots of answers to these questions, but they all seem so imperfect, inadequate, and I'm afraid that today's emotional urgency will dissipate before the summer is over. This commentary is no opinion piece. This is an emotion piece. I am sad. I am angry. I am confused. I am vulnerable. I feel helpless. I feel very, very appreciative to know so many people, young and old, who share this experience with me. This is a fantastic community. This is Greg Meyer.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Tar Heel Trivia, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurances and the NCAIA. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Gio Bernard was one of five Tar Heels taken in the 2013 NFL Draft, joining Jonathan Cooper, Sylvester Williams, Brennan Williams, and Travis Bond. Bernard, selected 37th overall by the Cincinnati Bengals, was the first running back taken in the draft. Today's Tar Heel Trivia question: with Carolina's rich history of talented running backs, have the Heels ever produced the first tailback taken in the draft? You'll find out after this. Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit trustedchoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, "We're with you no matter what." At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Cincinnati Bengals took Gio Bernard with the The Cincinnati Bengals took Gio Bernard with the fifth selection of the second round, the 37th pick overall in the 2013 NFL Draft, making Bernard the top tailback chosen. Has Carolina ever produced the top tailback taken? The answer is, well, yes and no. Ethan Horton, a standout tailback for the Tar Heels in the early 1980s, was taken with the 15th overall selection by the Kansas City Chiefs in 1985. He would have been the first tailback taken in that particular draft, but was selected as a tight end.
Tar Heel Trivia has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
And Ethan had quite a productive career as a tight end as well. 647 at WCHL, 13 minutes until 7 o'clock. Coming up next, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays, Freddie Conger's Trivia Quiz, and today's WCHL Hometown Hero, all straight ahead.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. You know, Kit, a lot of people look at buying or selling a house as a competition where there is a clear winner and a clear loser.
I know what you mean, but in my experience...
And that would be vast.
The best deals are the ones where the sellers feel they didn't get quite enough and the buyers are sure they paid a little too much.
So not like the sleazeball in the tailored suit on Bravo's million-dollar listing, the one who says, you haven't done anything right until someone wants you dead. Geez, at Franklin Street Realty, our agents simply do not let ego get in the way. In fact, the men were selected for low testosterone levels.
Oh, Sammy, don't sell yourself short. The truth is, you don't have to read The Art of War to be a good negotiator. You need focus, experience, and flexibility, what you get from our agents. Plus, even the talking heads have come around to our position. There has never been a better time to buy a house, period.
Lower asking prices, lower interest rates, a lot to choose from. Find your new house at franklinstreetrealty.com.
Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Convenience store coffee is known for being convenient, but at Cruisers, it also tastes great. Our Beans Cafe coffees are made from fresh brewed Arabica beans. Choose from light or dark roast and flavored coffees to suit your taste. We're sure you'll love our coffee. We guarantee it. If you're not happy, simply let us know and we'll give you your money back and brew you a fresh cup. Fresh, fast, and great tasting coffee, guaranteed only at Cruisers.
Cruisers, good to go.
Time again for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Traffic brought to you this morning by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the station bar and beer garden, and the Tiger Room. Go see Mike Benson at Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL, the always Natalie attired Rand Northam. Must be casual Friday. No tie today.
It is that. No tie today. Taking a day off.
Yeah, well.
I'll only be here for 2 hours this morning, so I figured I wouldn't throw the tie around my neck. Rachel Nash will be coming in here at around 7:30 and taking over for me.
I still, when I look at you, I see this image of a guy in a tie. So, you know, even though you're wearing a plaid shirt this morning, you still look good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. Still brought the button down in the khakis. And, yeah. Still keeping it classy.
Very important. Even when you're casual, you're not so casual.
That's right.
But what's happening with traffic?
Well, traffic is starting off the day very smoothly. We hope that that continues on as it is Friday. We usually see pretty good days, but right now, I-40-15-501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. Or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask that you do that safely. And again, I'll be back in half an hour, but Rachel Nash will be taking over the rest of the morning for you for traffic.
All right. Well, hey, listen, thanks. And we'll talk to you again in just a little while here.
You bet.
All right. Time now to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather. And it's brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Berkeley Grimble and the folks at Grimble's can help you pick an engagement ring or that special custom piece that you've dreamed of for a long time. Remember, Grimble's is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather. It's 74 degrees in Chapel Hill, 73 in Carrboro, also 73 this morning in Hillsboro. Mostly sunny, 20% chance of showers and or thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today in the low 90s, another muggy day on the way. Tonight, more of the same, mostly clear, slight chance of rain, below 72. And then tomorrow, exactly the same as today, 30% chance of rain and the high in the low 90s. Coming up, we have today's trivia quiz from Mr. Kiger. But first of all, let's check celebrity birthdays this morning. And we will start with George Hamilton IV, 76 years old today. He spent some time here in Chapel Hill at WCHL back in the old days. singer Vicky Carr, 73. It must be him. It must be him. Country singer, musician Commander Cody, 69 years old today. Everybody knows Bill Kirchin, who played with Commander Cody. Just amazing. Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen. One of the guys in the Average White Band, Alan Gorey, is 67 years old today. Tennis player Ely Nastasi, 67. Brian May, lead guitarist for Queen, 66 years old today. Actress Beverly Archer, 65. Actor Peter Barton is 57 today. And let's see here. Actor Campbell Scott, 52. Actor Anthony Edwards is 51. Kelly Shiver, 50. Country singer. Actress Clea Lewis is 48 years old today. Actor Andrew Kovatit is 42. Actor Jared Padalecki is 31 years old today, and actor Stephen Anthony Lawrence turns 23. Sarah Waters of Durham is celebrating a birthday today, and in addition to that, our birthday winner of the day is Susie Havens of Chapel Hill. Susie, happy birthday. I hope it's a great day for you, and we got a $10 gift certificate from your friends at the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and also at Metamont. And Susie Havens is going to celebrate today. Watch out, there might be a whole big community celebration because a lot of folks around here are crazy about Susie Havens. Susie, make it a big celebration, won't you? Happy birthday from all of us here at WCHL. And it's going to be a great day for everybody. I just have a feeling.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is WCHL, home of Freddie Kiger's Trivia Quiz.
Thank you, folks, for being the stage to allow me to pontificate for now over a decade.
Who else would let this guy on the air every day?
This is correct.
This wouldn't happen.
I know.
Nobody else would put up with that.
This is true. But we've had fun.
Just me.
Yeah. Well, me and you put up with a lot with each other for many years anyway.
True. Exactly.
Folks,
right.
We got a lot of stories, a lot of miles.
A lot of trivial stuff.
Yes, we do.
Pass along. Some of it we can't pass along on the air.
This would be correct.
What kind of question do you have today?
Baseball.
Oh, good.
This has been a time, All-Star Game has just ended a few days ago, and we're going to do something for baseball. So all my baseball friends out there, Ed Loudermill, Dr. Patrick Gutierrez.
They have a
competition in the office there.
Yeah, Patrick Gutierrez and
between Dr. Gutierrez
and Pixie,
one of the nurses there.
A lot of people are passionate about baseball.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, you like baseball.
It stirs the passions. Well, I was one of those when I was growing up and everything.
When you were growing up?
When I was growing up, I guess a young adult, I followed Major League Baseball just religiously. I knew all the statistics. I knew everybody's batting average, earned run average, everything there was to know about Major League Baseball. And then it was like the very first time the players went on strike.
Yeah, free agency stuff.
I kind of stopped. I lost interest. Yeah. I got really kind of angry about all that.
Yep.
And I never have picked it back up. I still love going out to watch the Tar Heels play.
Sure.
Bosheimer Stadium, going over to watch Durham Bulls play, and my son growing up played baseball.
Yep.
My daughter played it as well, and just I loved it, but I don't follow it like I used to.
Well, I'm a Cleveland Indians fan, so I follow the Indians pretty religiously, having a pretty good season. But free agency and that whole and the use of steroids. Baseball handing down as of late. Sanctions against several players who took performance-enhancing drugs and what have you. The whole landscape has changed. And
it
reminds me of what it's done to college basketball, the NBA. Don't get me started on that.
Exactly, man. Exactly.
Baseball.
Kind of disheartening.
But here's a baseball question.
All right, good. Good.
Who is the oldest man ever to pitch a Major League perfect game? The oldest man to ever pitch a Major League perfect game. And, of course, in a perfect game, nobody reaches base.
Right.
Nobody.
Not even a base on balls.
Nope. Not a hit batter, nothing like that. 27 people come to the plate, 27 people go back to the bench.
Yeah.
Who was the oldest man ever to pitch a Major League perfect game? I'll give you a hint. It was back in May of 2004. But if you know the answer, or if you want to give a good educated guess, give us a call at 919-929-WCHL.
Which is 9245.
And if you call the correct answer, you're going to get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers where you are.
Good to go.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Paula Bruett is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Paula is the director of the YMCA Child Care Center at Carol Woods,
and I've had a chance to meet her over the past 2 years because my daughter goes to preschool there. And I think she's a fabulous communicator and is just very passionate about the preschool at Carroll Woods and giving the children the best experience possible at the preschool in a really safe and loving environment.
Ingrid Morris is the parent of a child at the YMCA Children's Center at Carroll Woods in Chapel Hill. She's gotten to know Paula Bruett and says she's a really special person who deserves to be on our spotlight.
I would describe her as someone who is a very compassionate person who cares so much about her work. She cares about staff at the preschool, and she really cares about the children.
And what a great place to take your child. Paula Bruett, of course, is a lot of the reason for that.
The YMCA Children's Center at Carroll Woods is a really unique and beautiful preschool. It's for kids 2 and older. And since the preschool is actually at Carroll Woods, they have a really neat intergenerational program. And so the kids and the residents at Carroll Woods can interact on a regular basis. What's neat is that the children have the opportunity to have lunch with the residents at least once a month. They take cooking classes there. And the residents also come to the preschool to volunteer in the classroom and to lead special activities. My favorite is they have a tap dancing show that comes over to entertain the children. One resident comes to play the piano. So I think the neatest part is the fact that both the residents that live at Carroll Woods, and the children really benefit from getting to know one another.
Certainly the children benefit from this relationship, but there's a lot in it for the seniors at Carroll Woods as well.
I think it really gives the senior citizens something to look forward to. When I come in and pick up my daughter, I see big smiles on the residents' faces. They're in there reading books to the kids. They're playing with them. And when I mention it and have the opportunity to meet some of the residents, it says they have told me that being with the children really is a highlight of their day sometimes.
And Paula Bruett is popular with everyone, young and old.
She is. She's a very popular person. She's a great communicator, and she's just so passionate about the school and is wonderful with the parents, the children, the residents. So I think she really brings it all together.
Our thanks to Ingrid Morris for the nomination. Paula Bruett, the director of the YMCA Children's Center at Carroll Woods. Today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Hey, listen, Freddie had to run out this morning, but the answer to the trivia question this morning is... Who is the oldest major league pitcher to throw a perfect game? Well, that was Randy Johnson, who did it at the age of 40, believe it or not. Scotty Jensen of Durham called in with the answer. Scotty knew it, and so he gets a swap of trivia prize and also gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Freddie will have another question for you bright and early on Monday morning. Your Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks like this. It is 75 degrees right now, mostly sunny and muggy again today. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high temperature today in the low 90s. And it's going to be hot all weekend long.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at opentobusiness.biz.